So, to any single ladies watching right now.
Oh my god, I shouldn't have done that pause. I shouldn't have done that pause.
Oh, great. Great. Perfect. Great. Well, yeah, you're about to see an eyeful.
Shit. Okay.
One of our boys here. He's looking for love, and he's looking for
only one.
Yes, only one.
Yeah, exactly. Only one. Only one.
He shut your face.
Only one. Understand? He has a type. He likes his eagles. He likes his eye ladies. He's. and his name is. His name is. Mr. Delanta, please tell us why do you love eye ladies so much?
I don't.
I feel like he's gonna make a eye ladies.
Yeah, I was going to, but I was like, I'm just very confused.
Yeah. Eye ladies, nuts on your face. Welcome to the meeting.
Was that what you were going for that whole time? Did you just want to say,
yes.
You know, ask what
all
eye
of
ladies
last
are?
Night thinking. Like, how do I incorporate the phrase "eye ladies" into the beginning of the podcast? But welcome, ladies, gentle ladies, and men.
Welcome to the Media Message Podcast. Welcome. I'm going to say it for you.
Welcome to the Media Message Podcast. It's been half a month, maybe less than half a month. I don't remember. I think it's been half a month since Barbenheimer happened. We're all recovering from the effects of Barbenheimer. Recovery is about 3 weeks at most. We're quarantining right now.
I still haven't recovered. I have a pink microphone, so
oh god,
still
on
it, still on it.
Man, I was walking back from Pizza Hut and my box turned pink.
I will get that checked out if I were you.
The pizza or him?
Both.
But while we're quarantining, we're playing some video games. And some video games that have come out, some video games that are going to come out. That's a lot of what we're going to do today. Speaking of video games, there's one big one that had a major update recently. It had some PvE elements to it. Story mode chicanery. But it also had a new character. In the form of Iari, and in celebration, I watched the short, and apparently you pronounce it Iari.
Oh, okay, sure. All right.
maybe it is Funny. True. Yeah, I haven't watched the origin story yet.
Iari.
Yeah. Iari. They don't say the L's, especially it's a double L. Iari.
Is that Peruvian? They don't say the L.
Iari.
Like South American Spanish.
Yari.
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 But in celebration of this character, who is very light-based.
Speaking of characters, you haven't revealed your character yet.
Yeah, I know. That's why I mentioned Yari.
Okay, alright. Never mind.
You know what?
That's good. That's good.
Compared
to all your last few characters, that's a nice character.
If you're...
Yeah, especially...
Akshad's my father, technically.
Oh.
That's true.
Technically and physically.
Sure. Wow. Let's go with that one.
Speaking of the new Overwatch character, Anuk, should I mention the thing I said yesterday?
Sure, go ahead.
That doesn't sound very good.
They've added another character that can jump.
finally, yeah, I'm excited about the fact that they added another character that they.
You know what? I'm glad they added another character that can jump too.
Yeah,
we need more
that's
characters
all
who can jump.
Away from that.
Mm-hmm. Nothing else. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Good lord. Good lord.
Actually, what's that color of the background you have there?
What are you talking about?
I believe it's space.
Nothingness.
I believe it's space.
Nothing.
Nothingness.
Indeed. Now you're probably wondering where all the other planets are. I would also wonder that question.
I wonder where your Inish is.
I feel like as the episode goes along, there's going to be like
Where it's floating about.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Why do you give the idea?
If only. Alright, so last time we were really deep in the Barbenheimer, so I didn't really get to do the game that we had last time. So while today's episode is game themed.
Say the thing actually.
Today's game is movie themed as we jump into our quiz sizzler.
Okay, I got the opportunity to do that on Epic.
We've had that ready for many finally have it. Alright, so you all know how to play this game, yes?
Maybe tell us about the game.
So, have you all heard of the game Blockbuster? Not the video store, but it's based on the video store, like, it has the logo and everything. So the game Blockbuster, it's a card game where you pull a card and it's you put two people against each other. And what we're going to do is we're going to go three rounds. So it'll be me versus who wants the random, I don't know who to pick. What looks good on camera, etc. No, I said what looks good on camera. Me versus someone.
Me versus Tags.
No, Akshat said that he looks good on camera.
You do look good on camera today, I guess. That's why I'm saying
that. Maybe you and Sashan start off then.
Alright, me versus Sashan and then Anup versus Lanta. Whoever wins that goes up against whoever wins the other.
Ooh, it's a little competition.
It's a little competition.
A little competition.
Yes. Competition.
A little competition, yeah.
So what's going to happen is I'm going to pull a card. I did buy this game, by the way. I'm going to pull a card. And it's going to say
coming out of the media message budget?
Yes. It's going to say something like movies with bears in it. And then let's say I go and I say Brother Bear. And then I start the timer. And I have a timer here, which goes for 10 seconds. And I can restart that timer. Every time someone gives an answer, so I say Brother Bear, then Sashan says
Cocaine Bear.
Yogi Bear.
Cocaine Bear. Cocaine Bear. And then I start the timer again for 10 seconds. And then I have to think of something with something. And we go until one of us runs out of time, says something that someone else said, or says something that doesn't have a bear in it.
Okay, I got the game.
And the rule is, you cannot say a sequel or a reboot. So you can't be like Beauty and the Beast, and the next person's like Beauty and the Beast 2017, or Toy Story, and then Toy Story 2, stuff like that. All right, are we ready?
Story of the Toys.
Yeah.
So who wants to go first? Me and Sashan, or Anuk and Galanta?
Me, you and Sashan.
And you and Sashan.
I heard Anuk say me and. Yeah, as I see.
No, no, no. Sorry.
If you want to go.
No.
Alright, we're starting. Alright. Time to flip this card. And by the way, whoever says a movie first is the one who starts the timer. It's one when someone says a movie at the beginning.
Okay, so anyone can like start. Yes. They just need to say it first, okay.
Yes. Yes. Alright, ready? Movies with a dragon.
Heck.
How to Train Your Dragon. Time is the
Lord of the Rings, someone?
Yeah, that counts. You had it in the time. Oh no. Oh. The Princess Bride doesn't have a dragon. I'm out. I don't know what you mean.
I had one more in mind, thankfully.
Lord.
Wait. So, sorry. In that one, if you said like Harry Potter,
it would have counted. But
does it count all seven, or just
So basically, if he says Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone,
you can't say
Prisoner of Azkaban. Okay. Yeah. Or Goblet of Fire.
I was thinking Dungeons and Dragons, unless there are no dragons in that movie.
There is.
Oh, there is a dragon with a freaking acid.
God damn it.
There's a all dragon right. who popped acid in Dungeons and Dragons.
1 point for me.
Yeah, you get a point. All right. Next up is Anouk versus Dilantha.
Boom, boom.
His sisters brought you by. Boom, boom.
I'm ready for the plugin. I should go ahead.
There is no plugin yet.
There is no plugin.
It's brought to you by the dun dun that you hear every day. All right. Movies starring Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh shoot!
That's an easy one.
The time hasn't started yet. It's when someone says a movie name.
Didn't Anouk have one?
What no, I don't.
You say?
No,
oh, you
I
don't.
Don't
have
oh, no, I'm just going.
Okay. No hard feelings.
Any friends? Okay. Hunger Games.
crap. This is Jennifer Lawrence and shit. Red Sparrow.
Yeah.
That is one. That is one.
Was it out of the timer?
It was after the timer. Maybe I should put it to 15 seconds.
I had one more if I was part of this.
What was the other one?
What would it be?
Passengers, right?
Yeah.
Silver Linings Playbook, American Hustle. I'm trying to think about this.
I don't really watch movies with her in it.
Wow. Wow,
Sishan. Usually in like a very... Wow.
Maybe do you not support Jennifer Lawrence, Sishan?
No.
Okay. That's your choice.
What's there to support? I mean, like maybe the movies that she's in. Anyways, the movies that she's in, maybe those ones like those genres I don't particularly enjoy. Anyways,
Isn't
it Sishan versus Anouk?
Sishan versus Anouk to see who wins this.
Yeah.
Or we can go by point and so then we have other people go against each other.
Alright. Okay.
We got out really quickly. Well, you know what? Let's do a losers bracket, me and Dilantha.
Okay, yeah. In esports tournament, there's losers bracket.
Alright, yeah. So for these two rounds, we'll say 15 seconds.
Okay.
Since it seems we just really ran out of time there. All right. What could it be? I wonder.
Movies with your mama.
Movies with a spy. The spy next door.
James Bond.
Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Spy kids.
A spy.
There is a spy in that movie. So you said spy kids. What? Why can't I think of anything? Red Sparrow.
Oh shoot.
Oh my god.
Black Widow.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, that's a spicy meatball right there. Oh, Captain America Civil War.
Men in Black.
Toy Story 3.
What?
Wait, what? Who's a spy in Toy Story 3?
Oh god.
Yeah, I don't think I got that
one. Yeah.
I thought maybe I could justify it after if I think about it.
How did the cinephile come last place?
I don't know. I couldn't think of who. Please.
You've just seen too
Jennifer Lawrence.
You've seen too many films that you couldn't think of.
The blurring.
Oh, Jason Bourne.
John Wick count.
Oh yeah,
spy
yeah. It is a spy. It's a hitman actually, not a spy. No,
There's no spy, that's the problem.
There's the G.I. Joe
pigeon movie.
Hmm?
Say it again?
G.I. Joe. Snake Eyes.
Is there spies in there? Is there
like a
Mission Impossible?
Is Snake Eyes a spy?
He's not a spy, he's an assassin.
Yeah, he's an assassin.
He's an assassin.
Yeah. Assassin, spy, basically same thing.
Oh wait, Mission Impossible is a spy.
Assassin's Creed.
Mission Impossible would have counted because they do the mask thing.
Assassin's Creed.
Oh, that's
now,
a movie.
Now you see me.
Yeah. You know what? Now you see me would have come. Not right. Toy Story 3, sadly.
Now it's Anuk versus Sashan in a winner's final.
Alright, Sashan, you wanna win?
Huh? Let's see. You might take
all this. Right.
Are you ready? I am looking at the card. Alright. I think you're all ready. Are you ready?
Are we really ready?
Declaring the winner of this quiz sizzler.
Alright, let's say
please,
let's...
Sashan, Anuk, name me movies that have been remade.
Cinderella.
I'm off.
Princess. The Mermaid.
Beauty and the Beast.
He
said The Little Mermaid.
The Little Mermaid.
We'll go with that. And you said Beauty and the Beast, so we're back to Anuk.
Maleficent.
Does it count?
Counted for now.
Aladdin.
Give me this list. Alright.
You have 5 seconds.
One.
I don't know.
Gone.
I thought you were going to say Barack Obama, true story.
Lion King.
That was the last one I had. I don't really know if there's anything else. I know Snow White is coming, but that's about it.
Yeah, that's only so, one.
I was thinking that scary movie, not scary movie, but that Disney one that's coming up, Haunted
Mansion.
Yeah,
Haunted Mansion. That already came out as well. It would have counted.
No. Okay.
Damn. So, Sashan is our quiz sizzler for today.
Yeah.
And hot skillets. Well done to the quiz sizzler. If I had a prize, I would give it to you.
You wouldn't?
You would?
I would give it to you.
If I had the prize, I wouldn't give it to you.
I know the prize, Akshan. You
what?
Can give me your Breaking Bad Blu-ray set.
Again?
Yeah. Sadly for me, I don't have a DVD player anymore.
Blu-ray player?
No.
Just get a DVD drive for your computer, bro. Simple.
I was gonna say you could have instead been like, take my Gravity Falls Blu-ray set.
How would I have?
I don't know. How would you take my Breaking Bad Blu-ray set?
I'll just keep it there.
Alright, so. That was our quiz for the day, and that was supposed to be related to last week's topic of movies and Barbenheimer. However, this day, we're going to talk about games, not movies.
Movies that have become games.
Dungeons and Dragons. Oh.
No, other way, Akshan. Movies that became games. Not games that are made into movies.
Avatar, the Harry Potter.
The blue one. The blue version.
Hogwarts Legacy, even though it was technically a book, which became a movie,
We're getting technical,
yes.
Is there anything else?
Movies which have become you're not counting video game adaptations, right?
There are video game adaptations. Like, I was thinking of Up, the video game, which I played.
Yeah, Up, Pirates of the Caribbean, Cars, like a lot of different movies have game adaptations. Not anymore. Actually, they don't do that anymore, the video game tie-in.
Because they don't make money.
I
think people have gotten used to the idea.
That Avatar game that Ubisoft is doing was supposed to be a movie tie-in. It just never came out in time for the movie.
I wonder why.
Oh god. It's like 2001 A Space Odyssey. for the game. All right.
Speaking of Ubisoft, you'll be interested to see this one, Galanta.
He's pulling it from his
bench.
I was on Instagram and I got an ad for one of these tech places in Sri Lanka.
Okay.
And then if you'll continue, I'll bring this thing up. Stupid internet.
Okay.
The trepidation. Anyway, yeah, go for it.
Almost over half the year has passed, and some pretty impressionable and important games have come out in that time. Some impressionable for all the right reasons, some for all the wrong. One of them we... Is Baldur's Gate getting the wrong? We'll get to that in a second. one of the games that came out that left a big impression, which... left people talking for a while, is a game we mentioned a bit before, which was Hogwarts Legacy. That came out this year. Felt like a year ago. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But it came out.
Was it actually this year?
It is
this year.
Yeah.
Time is
like March or February.
Time flies, yeah.
Time flies. Did anyone play Hogwarts? I think Delanta did.
Delanta is the only one who's played.
Yeah.
I saw this weird, like, it's funny that you mentioned this. I don't know whether you saw this, but there was this article from Kotaku about how no one's playing Hogwarts Legacy anymore. And then all the comments are like, yeah, because it's a single player game. They finished the story and they stopped playing. Whoa. And it was just going on about like, oh, its Steam numbers are low and stuff and all that. And no one's really playing the game anymore. I'm like, yeah, like no, it's shit.
It's a misleading title. It's a headline title.
Yeah, well, it's a Kotaku article. So I mean, what else do you want to expect, right? Hey, but exactly. Yeah, it's
let
just
me turn you on. Let me turn you on to not turn you on in general. Turn you on to
okay. God.
Let me turn you on to a Twitter or an X. Now it's called. I think it's even more porn like X. But.
Before you get there, I found the thing that I want to show the Lanta.
Okay.
Just gonna cover the branding of the actual store and show the product that they're selling.
No way!
Starfield Limited Edition.
Is that it? I want to ask how much, but I feel like it's gonna cost a lot of money. No way! I also know which shop that is.
Cool,
actually,
right?
That price is pretty good.
Yeah, I know.
I might get it. No way. I'm going to get it right now. No. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why I'm actually considering getting that. Because I was actually going to get an Xbox controller. Like for myself. But I was going to get it, like, in Singapore and all, but I didn't. And then I was looking, actually, today as well. I went shopping and I was thinking, maybe I should get a controller. And I was like, because the price is about the price of that controller. I might as well get that controller because it's like a special limited edition controller. Holy shit. Thank you, undisclosed tech brand.
You can get all your Sri Lankan tech goodies.
And you can pay for 3 interest-free installments on...
on Coco!
No, I was going to say undisclosed payment.
Undisclosed payment. Well, Sasha, you kind of showed
yeah,
Coco
no,
Nogan.
I mean, that's because I had to show the price. It is a pretty nice.
That's a good deal as well. Because, you know, a regular controller is 30,000 anyway.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you just pay like an extra? Anyway, yeah, sorry, sidetracked. What happened on Xvidia? I mean, on X.
You outed yourself there, buddy.
Elon Musk, how could you? But I was like, let me show you towards a I'm going to call it Twitter because I can't call it an X. Account.
Makes
me so weird.
Sorry, since we're on the topic, do you know what Twitter Blue is now called?
X-rated? XL.
No, it's called X Premium. And people were like, thanks, Elon. How am I going to explain X premium on my credit card statement?
That's hilarious. That's good. The Twitter is called Save You a Click Video Games, which is a Twitter account where they show you the headline of a news article and they quickly sum up what the news article is about or whether it's misleading. Like, for example, one of them. Let me quickly see. Let me find one. Yeah, the one you were talking about, Hogwarts Legacy. The Kotaku article, Hogwarts Legacy, 6 months later, is anyone still playing? And his sum up is, Hogwarts Legacy hits its all-time concurrent peak 2 days after launch. The average player count is 6,800 now. But the article acknowledges these player count drops are normal and that Hogwarts Legacy is the best-selling game of 2023.
Yeah, I mean, again, like even leaving that aside, it's still a single-player game. Like, after you play it once, unless you're really diehard into it, would you play it again?
Yeah, like, what? Like, no one's playing Breath of the Wild anymore. I wonder why.
Yeah, exactly. That's going to be an article soon. Like, no one's playing Breath of... No one talks about Breath of the Wild 2 anymore.
Yeah, The Witcher 3, is it really that good if no one's playing it now?
Yeah, like, I mean, I can't even say GTA 5 because a lot of people play GTA 5.
I mean, GTA 5 is because of the multiplayer version.
You know what? Red Dead Redemption 2, that's one. Is Red Dead Redemption 2 even good? No one even plays that game anymore.
God of War. When people finish it, they just stop playing.
unless you're speedrunners, that's a different thing.
They're not a bunch. This article, Baldur's Gate 3, can you romance Raphael? And immediately his only reply is no.
Oh man.
Damn it. I bought the game specifically to romance Raphael. Yeah.
Surprised they had a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle in the game.
They what? They have a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
I'm joking. Although there are turtles in D&D. There are turtles. You could make one if you wanted to. Do you know if you can romance Raphael in Baldur's Gate 3?
I did not.
I don't even know.
I didn't know you could romance. I know you can romance. I didn't know. I don't know who Raphael is.
Is it the bear?
The bear?
Is it the bear? Yeah.
No, I don't know. I haven't played Baldur's Gate 3, which is one of the.
Are you thinking of getting it out of curiosity?
Yes, but it's so freaking big. It's so large, that game file size. I downloaded Far Cry 6 and I finished it. That was 178 gigs.
Well, this is only 106.
I know. Still, it's justifiable. The game is full price for me because I'm using my Canadian account and Canadian card. So it's sad. Although I might buy it still and download it before I come to Sri Lanka.
I can give you the files if you want. There's another way.
I can just go and do that.
Wait, how do you have unlimited again? I'm confused.
Are we really talking about this now?
After that, we're talking about
there seems to be like free promotion day. We gave undiscussed tech.
Let me answer it for him in an easy way. It's proper unlimited data, but for 3 times cost.
Okay, that is true. That is true. But if you compare it, if you convert it into dollars, it's about the price of what you would pay for unlimited internet in another country. So yeah.
I mean, that'd be fine, honestly. The amount of internet I use.
No torrents, though. No torrents. No VPNs.
It doesn't bother me.
It bothers someone, so he's like, oh, he said the same thing, like, oh, I should really get this internet. Then I said, no torrents, and he's like, nope.
I didn't say that.
Well, I was trying to be anonymous, but...
He said someone anonymous.
I said someone.
You ordered yourself, buddy.
But here's the thing. I said that if you have unlimited data, then I don't have the need to download it, right? like the problem, like the
you could stream, yeah.
The reason I download is because like I can't afford to stream it whenever I want.
Mm. Yep, yeah. That makes sense.
Problem with unlimited, no, not unlimited. God. Anyway, moving on. Hogwarts Legacy. You played it, yes? Game, good game. Like Diablo 4. Anyone played it?
Only he.
Thumbs up. Tell us.
It's good. It's good.
Great.
I don't think, unfortunately, it's not game of the year territory, but it's still a good game.
We
have questions. If anyone's reading chat, by the way, you have so many questions you haven't answered.
I have not on stream.
You have one job, chat. What job?
I forgot to send the damn thing.
How big is the game? What game? Baldur's Gate 3? It's 100 and...
I think Baldur's...
5-something. 105 gigabytes. Have fun down.
Baldur's Gate is, yeah, I think 106 gigabytes. If I'm not wrong.
What? Who's sending comments?
I think that's Deeg. Isn't that Deegs?
That is. Yeah.
It is.
Diga, you. Yes.
How the hell do I get to look?
Nice work, Sad.
While you're going on about this.
Why don't we be so anonymous with the tunnel? That's someone in our comment section. You are just a Diga in the comment section.
I said someone in the comments that you said Deeg. I'm like, okay, fine, let's go Deeg.
Sorry, Deeg. Right there.
I know, I try to be anonymous, right?
He's trying to add a bit of mystery, you know?
Respect his privacy.
His username is his first name and last name.
It's for the audio version, Sashan. People can't see the live chat in the audio version.
Oh, God. The Last of Us on PC. I don't think there's really much of a difference between the games besides graphics, right?
Well, you can play it on PC now, so I guess that's...
Yeah, you can play it on PC now. That's a good thing.
I mean, that's a difference.
There's God of War and stuff. Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order.
No, wait. Stop. Last of Us. You guys saw that other version of like a Last of Us a parody game sort of thing that was made?
I believe, Sashan, what you're describing is a porn parody.
No.
You can find that on X.
You can find that on X.
X.com. Honestly, what's Musk thinking?
You're really questioning it now.
So while Sashan looks at that, yeah, Last of Us Part 1, okay, can play on PC. Nothing much has changed, I guess. But it's a remake, right? It's supposed to be a remake of the first game.
A remake. But it's like a ground from the ground up remake. Like they had to do everything from the beginning.
I guess it makes sense. It is a PS3 game. The
Google The Last Hope.
The Last Hole? That sounds hope. Like porn.
Hope.
The Last Hole.
The Last Hope. The Last Hope on Steam. You are humanity's last hope.
Save 90% on this game. Hmm.
You made the biggest mistake.
Oh, I saw this. It's on this. It came out on Switch as well, right? And then people were like, wait, isn't this just the Last of Us?
Yeah, it's basically The Last of Us with shitty graphics.
After playing through the whole thing, I can safely say all hope is lost. that's the reviews. If you want to get it, check it out for yourself. So The Last of Us PC. Sorry. Star Wars Jedi Fallen Survivor. I don't think anyone of us
haven't played the first
Tears of the Kingdom. Anyone got their hands on it? No one's played it. Technically,
I bought it.
I see. Unlimited
I bought it, yes. Have I played it? No.
No.
Just saying, Sashan, that game alone could have paid for your 1 month of unlimited internet. Just saying, anyway. Anyway, yeah, sorry, you were saying Forspoken.
Wait, you actually bought it? I thought like you were joking and you emulated it or something.
Buy it for himself, Sasha. No, I mean, Akshan.
I didn't buy it for me, but I did buy it.
Gift. He's a kind boy, giving his tears of the kingdom to other people.
Yes, giving tears to other people. It's definitely, what's the point of me buying a Switch game and not owning the console?
I don't know, you can borrow a console if you thought about that one.
Akshan's absolutely fuming after what you said.
Our host has disappeared.
He's just like, no, I'm not having any of this nonsense.
Did he go? He's back.
Did he press update?
No, I didn't. He just crashed.
Oh, it just crashed, okay.
For once, it's not my fault. All right. But you said, what's the point of buying?
What's the point of buying a Switch
buying a game
when
I don't have a Switch, and then I just got turned off? It's like Nintendo's listening. Forspoken. I remember that game getting shit on as soon as it got released. To hell and back. No one played that, I presume.
I did.
You did?
I have a friend who played it. He said he liked the story, I think.
Oh yeah, I think I had a chat with him about it.
Yeah. I just remember seeing a scene where someone.
What really
goes,
annoys me though is he keeps calling it Project Athia.
That's because that's what the game used to
be. Yeah,
called.
I know, but like it's Forspoken.
Yeah, but no, but
they want to be fancy.
It used to be called Project Athia.
It's like if we called Overwatch Project Titan still.
Yeah. You guys don't understand, man. Titan is the best game on the planet.
I've never played this game with
Titanfall.
Titanfall.
Did you play it, Anuk? Forspoken?
No, I haven't played Forspoken.
Okay. Alright. You sounded like you played it and you were just very upset that we were talking about it.
He's just very upset in general. Just very upset.
Thank you.
In general.
Thank you, though.
A game that we both played, Dylan, the Coffee Talk 2, Hibiscus and Butterfly. That really
good game. Good game.
Good game.
Well deserved.
If you like. Play Coffee Talk.
Indonesian game developers are probably the best in Southeast Asia. That was a good game.
Okay. I can't think of any other Indonesian game developers to contend with, but I will hold your statement to be true.
I was going to say. Well, that's Coffee Talk. Coffee Talk 1, Coffee Talk 2. And
I didn't know they were Indonesian. Game developers. Like the story is very like it's set in California. Sorry, it's San Francisco, right?
Remember I once recommended the other game, a state for the Unbound, that's set in Indonesia.
Mm-hmm. I see. Alright. I recommend Coffee Talk 2. Enjoyable game. Hogwarts Legacy. Minecraft Legends. Someone must have played that.
I've seen gameplay.
I don't know. See, the thing is, it's strategy, right? And that's not a genre. Even in Minecraft form, it's not something I'm a huge fan of. So
not the dumb.
Exactly. Yeah, and these games need me to think too much, and when I think, it's just like no, not for me. So I'm sure it's a good game. It's just I think it would be more fun if you had. There are fans of everything, Anuk. Maybe there are some
I know that. I mean, it's not the best strategy game, is what I mean. It is a good game.
Probably not.
Yeah.
But
it's not groundbreaking, if that's what I mean.
It's like Minecraft Dungeons, right? It didn't set the world alight in the dungeon crawler, but you know, it's still an okay game.
I guess it's like it's an introductory to strategy games for whoever wants to start.
Yeah, I mean,
games.
If you think about it, right, like most of the people who play it are probably Minecraft players, right? So they have to like get used to like playing in a strategy game. So
yeah,
they teach people to think.
Yeah, teach children to think.
Dream stands. Atomic Heart that came out. There was a bit of controversy around not really the game itself, but around who made it. And how where it was made and stuff.
Things that was appearing on sites was the opposite of what you were saying.
I think I know what you mean. You mean the robot ladies?
Exactly.
I think I've seen more of those characters than I have seen of gameplay.
That is the game.
Exactly.
I don't even know what the game is. What is it? It's a first-person shooter or something.
It's right? A first-person
action adventure.
It's like a new what do you call it? Fallout.
It's like
right?
It's like BioShock. No.
Rough
like
BioShock.
Okay.
Yeah,
kind
of like BioShock.
Okay, I liked BioShock well enough.
But make this imagine BioShock in Russia. That's all. USSR.
BioShock in Russia. Isn't that
now they're body.
Isn't that, what's that game? The Metro game. Metro.
Yeah.
Oh, Metro Exodus, yeah.
Metro Exodus, yeah. That's BioShock in Metro.
That's BioShock in Metro.
Apparently, one of the developers of Metro is has been convicted to go to prison for comments he made about Russia. But he's not living in Russia, so he's not been arrested. He's just, if he gets to Russia ever, he's going to go to prison.
Oh.
More like a symbolic conviction. Hey.
Isn't that just the same as like being... No, that's not my thing.
Like exiled?
I was just thinking of like people that are like banned from certain places in the world.
Mm-hmm. Like Putin.
Banished?
Is allowed to come.
You mean like banishment?
Not banished, but like they aren't allowed to come to the country.
Exactly.
Like, I remember seeing some stuff. Exactly. I know... Was it Beyonce is not allowed in Malaysia or something?
I don't know.
I saw that. I saw
A. I know another person who's not allowed in Malaysia.
controversies.
Acorn not allowed in Sri Lanka.
Oh yeah, okay.
That's because of not because of him.
I don't know if that still holds up. I don't know whether I doubt he'd want to visit. But I don't know whether it still holds up today.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not like we can afford to turn people away at this point.
Very true. Very true. Alright, so Atomic Heart. Then I have two more, which is Baldur's Gate 3. I don't think the game is a fresher game. Not many of us have played it.
It just came out like, 10 days ago?
Yeah. I'm excited to play it. Yeah, I was looking at it, I was just like, this is just D&D, but a game. Video game. I'm excited. I would like to play it. And it also the customization.
What's the other game you had in mind?
Overwatch 2. But the problem is that just the big update just came out, so I was like, there's not really much we can say.
I feel like... do you have opinions on the thing? You want to say
it? I mean, whatever is said is said on the Steam review page.
Oh, check out my Steam and read my review.
Read from us. You want a good idea what Overwatch is? Look at the Steam reviews. They're all correct. They're all accurate. All of them.
Yeah. Okay, that's
even
my recommendation.
Even the one which is just a massive penis drawn with text, even that is accurate. That is Overwatch.
God.
My recommendation, do not download Overwatch.
Wait, are we talking about Overwatch 2 now, or...?
First of Baldur's Gate 3, you played it, Lander?
Yeah, I have.
What did you make? Can I just ask? What did you make?
Okay, so here's the thing. I didn't make a character. I used one of the origin characters because I thought this is going to be like a playthrough which... And he was so pissed off at that statement. He just left.
You nothing.
Where did Anok's camp go?
I'm here.
Even Anuk was so upset. He's just like, camera's not
coming. Your camera's back. Don't
worry. Did you actually leave because I said I used an origin character?
Yeah. I was just like, dead.
No. I'll tell you why. No. That was a mistake on my part. So I thought that my first playthrough, at least the first time, because I played it back when it first launched in early access, right? Which is, it's a much different game than it is today. So I was thinking that my first time might not carry on with it, so I'll just like use an origin character and just like start off.
You mean your only playthrough?
So I started out, and like, to be fair, I'm pretty happy with my origin character. Like, I've forgotten which one I picked. It's the guy starting with E.
Elon Musk.
Elon? something like that. So like, I started with him. And so far, the story and like, I think the good thing, like you say, it's like D&D, right? The fact that you can, like, there's so many custom actions that your characters can do. It's just like push, talk, persuade, things like that's pretty cool. They've really designed it to be, you know, really do whatever you want, man.
Yeah, that's one of the things I saw. Like, I saw someone stacking a bunch of boxes to get into a castle. And you could do that, or you could convince the guards, you could kill the guards, you could do whatever. It looks
I like the dice rolling mechanic is also nice. I guess there must be some other
dice rolling. What do you mean? What's the dice rolling mechanic?
So, you know, like in D&D, when we do like actions, right? Certain actions, like I'm gonna use Akshan as an example because most of my D&D is with him, right? And then the dungeon master says, you know, roll a d20. Then you actually roll it in game, and depending on what you get, is how much your success rate.
Oh, okay. In the settings, you can change it to be a little bit more fair and a little less random. But the game default is just like you be random. But that also applies to enemies, which is cool.
Yeah, it also applies to enemies. So.
The dragon can critically miss you even if you're on the floor and about to die.
Oh wow.
It's fun stuff. It looks cool. It does look very much like D&D was just turned into a video game proper.
I mean, it is a D&D. Baldur's Gate is a D&D, right? Yeah. So
it's D&D. Yeah. I'm excited because all the characters I can make. I can make a gnome lady who makes cookies or something. If I wanted to, a wizard gnome lady. Can you play a turtle? I don't know what. Dragonborn. Anyway,
you can Overwatch be whoever 2. You like. Okay.
Overwatch 2. Do we have thoughts on Overwatch 2?
No.
So far? Alright, move on.
We have thoughts on Overwatch 2, he says.
So, like, the new update, really.
Okay, anyone to go first?
I played through the story stuff. I played through all the stuff.
I think you're the only one who has, because I still haven't yet. Sashan and Anuk both haven't bought yet, right?
No, I'm planning to buy it for a while.
Yeah,
next month for me.
It's good. It's good. Is it worth $20? I mean, if those skins are worth $20, then I guess it is. But it's
$15, right?
15
US, yes, you're right. Yeah. It's 20 Canadian, that's why I was thinking that. But is it worth that? I suppose it is. It's the three missions are decently long. They're not that long, but they're decently long and they're enjoyable to play. I like the enemies. The enemy variety is really good. But the story is really, like, surprisingly pretty good. So I don't know why. I'm surprised by that. I'm surprised that the story is pretty solid.
It's because Overwatch, like, even though, like, there's a lot to it, like the world building and stuff, we haven't actually had, like, good connected story outside of your cinematics and origin stories and stuff like that. So maybe that's why.
My only thing about the season is that, like, they've waited now 6 seasons to drop this entire thing, right? I mean, it's good that it's finally come, but is it just another season of highs before we fall back down to a season with absolutely nothing?
Isn't that how most live action
well, I mean, that's games, so we have, like, right now the events are like the stories, like, let's leave that aside. There's I forgot what it's called, Underworld, right? The Underworld event. Then after that we have Hero Mastery coming mid-season, and then we also have Anniversary. So I think it's broken into 3 decent parts.
No, that's not what I meant. But I more meant was the fact that, like, it's that, like,
nothing's gonna be whatever is out now.
Like, season 1 was when Overwatch 2 launched, it was pretty, would I say stale? No, it's like mid.
In comparison to what we have now, yes, it is pretty stale.
Like, it was like like, I wouldn't say, like, I actually feel like they put a lot more marketing into this than they did into the release of Overwatch 2 when it launched in season one. So, like,
yeah, that's
it
true.
Launched at like a very middle point. Like, I would say season one launched pretty middle point. Like, that's when they introduced Kiriko, right? And then it went like a little bit up.
Yeah.
It went a little bit up with the introduction of Ramattra. Season 3 dropped back down because that was the first season without a hero. Right?
Yeah.
Season 4 it went back up because of the introduction of Lifeweaver. Season 5.
It didn't go that much up, though.
It didn't go that much up, yeah. Then season 5, it was. People thought they were going to get something good with the entire like Dungeons and Dragons thing. But then
the fantasy setting.
The fantasy settings. Other than the skins, I feel like it was like a bit of a letdown. And so now with season 6, it's surpassed like the highest peak of what they've done so far, right? So it's like been this like literal up
and
down.
Will next season be like a down?
Very disappointment.
Yeah, so like, there'll obviously not be a new hero. That's already negative points.
Yeah.
Towards its eventual, like, being a not so good season.
I think next season's having a crossover.
That really is.
Well, yes, Sashan, that is kind of a big thing. It's like One Punch Man, like, that was a big surprise, so I assume that's going to be a big.
Yeah, but I don't think, like, people made that big a deal with the. I mean, for the whole season, why? Like, it's more that, like, people think it's more important when there's an actual content drop.
But it is content.
It's a scene.
Remember that crossover? It's getting a mode as well.
I've been done that, right?
So that's what I'm saying. Like, you can't, it might be a down, but until we know what's coming, you can't really predict. Like, for example, like you said, last season was. It looked like it was going up, but it went down.
Yeah.
But we didn't know that because we didn't know what we were getting for that season anyway. So we assumed that. So you have to assume that, like, you can go into it with the expectation that it's going to be down, but it really depends on what they decide the roadmap is going to be, and then you take it from there.
No, like, my worry with that was the fact that, like, they introduced a lot of things this season.
Hmm.
Right? Like,
They launched without a lot of things.
if you
really want to split hairs there.
Okay, no. But like the difference with like the launch, the promise of the launch promised two separate things, which is why the community wasn't so disappointed. Right? It was the launch of a PvE separate from the PvP experience, and then like a live service. Proper live service PvP game.
Mm-hmm.
You promised these two things. One of them halfway through was completely like, oh, we can't do this anymore. But like, here's a bit of it that we've been working on. And even this, like, this PvP bit is also like, I wouldn't say questionable, but like, it's, I guess, the...
Not up to standards.
Not up to the standard that people... thought they were getting because of what was said. I don't know. Do you think that
people's expectations are too high?
Yeah, I think people got like put their expectations way too high. Oh, Sashan does not give a shit what I have to say. Sashan literally does not care what I'm saying right now. He is so out of it. He's not even in the chair.
He's just not in the chair.
Hey guys, just a big update. Pink Mercy is coming back to the store, and this is going to be. Oh, Sashan's here.
Lying to me.
Didn't you see my screenshot?
Yeah,
clearly, it's in the Steam marketplace.
Damn screenshot. Even though it was $250, you still gave him hope.
Sashan, real talk though. If Steam. If Overwatch did have marketplace and someone listed their mercy there, would you have spent $250 on it? Yes, genuine question. Yes. Would you have spent $250 on it?
Not the moment.
Fascinating.
Actually, sorry. I know we're getting sidetracked. Okay, let's. I mean, we could talk about the elephant in the room. You know, the Steam review, but that Steam marketplace thing got me very interested. Since Overwatch 2 is on Steam now. Can you think of like other like Steam related things that would have been nice to have in? Obviously, we're not going to get them, but would have been nice to have in Overwatch.
Like, I got so many achievements when I merged my
community.
How many achievements did you get? Because I think Sashan got
124.
Okay.
I think community guides would be something, right?
Do they not have community guides?
They already have.
But people have to write them, yeah. So yeah, maybe that's going to take a little time.
I thought you were talking about stuff they'll do for Overwatch that they have been under Steam.
No, I meant like, so, you know, like Marketplace, right? That's something that Overwatch 2 is not going to get. But like,
I think they might make workshop items available.
I highly doubt it. But if that was true, like if they somehow managed to figure out a way to do like the Overwatch workshop, but you can add custom items.
It's a bit confusing.
It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. The way it's going, it's not going to happen. But if that was the case...
The problem with Steam
point shop as well, though, won't
they? I'm pretty sure they might if this
point shop, yeah. I guess that'll be a thing soon.
But that's just only the game. No, they'll let point shop if they have the game running for a long time and there's a lot of fan base for it. If not, there's no point.
Depends on how many people
I think
are playing.
No, here's the thing. I think point shop is a print, like, it's just, if anything, maybe they'll just do backgrounds. That's it. Backgrounds, emoticons, and then
steamdb.info. Let's see what we got.
But what was I saying? Yeah, the workshop thing. So Steam, from what I remember or at least understand, Steam Workshop works in a different way.
Yeah.
To the other workshop ideas in other communities. So it's a bit difficult to translate stuff from Steam Workshop to Blizzard Workshop.
Yeah, no, I would imagine it's not possible, but...
apparently...
I don't know if this is true, but I went through a community hub. Apparently, they've disabled the artwork tab. And then people were like, we know why Blizzard disabled the artwork tab.
So, apparently, on Steam, there was an all-time peak of 75,000 people. Right now we have 38,000 people on.
You know, but earlier when I was looking at it, it was at 50,000 like a couple hours ago, which I think is actually pretty, I mean, I know it's the first few days, that's pretty good. I was not expecting that for Overwatch. I was actually expecting it to be like, you know, like 20?
Yeah.
10? No, okay, not 10. 15?
But my question is Overwatch Steam numbers true? I know it's true to some extent, right? They can't
really. Been, okay,
if Overwatch's Steam numbers aren't true, then you're calling the question everything.
Yeah.
like for example.
Valve,
yeah, then because by that logic, right? A lot of people say TF2 is the reason why TF2 is high up on the list is because of bots. Botting is what's keeping like TF2 above whatever 50,000 players or whatever. So then you're calling the question the whole system. So I think I would like to believe
a third party who's saying this is the amount of players. It's not Blizzard itself. So it's more trustworthy than Blizzard saying we have 10 million players plus one. to the comment of like, we're in a high right now. What will the low look like later? I'd say we're in a high right now. I'd rather just stay in the high for now and just if there's a low later, I'll suffer it later. Enjoy it while it lasts.
When in the low, we remember the high.
It's a pretty good high. It's a pretty good time if you enjoy Overwatch, if you like Overwatch. It's a good time to be playing it, I would argue. The PvP could be balanced better still. But otherwise, I'm still enjoying playing PvP and the new PvE that's come. I'm interested in playing expert mode on the story modes.
I know this is not the time to be saying this, but you want to play the underground thing tomorrow?
We'll see.
I can for doing that.
Right,
it's gonna do it for us.
We are.
Yeah.
Oh, underworld, you mean?
Nah, underworld, yeah. Whatever, yeah. I forgot what
you called it. When you said underground, I was like, this has nothing to do with Overwatch, does it? I was thinking, like, Need for Speed Underground.
I forgot what you call it. It's underworld, underground, whatever.
Yeah, I was like, that makes up as well. I think you think of underground because it's in King's Row.
Yeah.
All right, so there's a few remakes that are coming up. Red Dead Redemption, I think we mentioned that. That's coming to the PS4 and Switch.
Yeah.
PS4?
PS4, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That didn't register. Okay.
But that means it'll be playable on the PS5, right?
Yeah, in theory, yeah.
Alright. Another one is... another one is the Dead Space remake. That's coming out this year.
That's already out, Akshan.
That's already out, actually.
Now
breaking news, it's already out.
When did that come out? I thought like
January.
No news about.
Or no, Akshad, you've just given Kotaku an idea. Why is no one playing the Dead Space remake?
Dude, we didn't release it. I had no idea it came out.
Came out January.
Thank you.
Bless you.
All right, another set of games that are coming out. Assassin's Creed Mirage, which is... I know nothing about that game.
It's just a... What do you call it? Going back to its roots.
Going back to its roots, yeah.
That's what they all say. They all try to do. Just
I mean,
to get the fan base
like
back.
If you look at the gameplay, you'd see that it's... Like, at least whatever they're trying to do is kind of going back. And also, they've cut down on, like, the city size. It's not going to be, like, worlds like the previous ones. It's just one city. Kind of like how what first few Assassin's Creeds were in Italy. Italy? Yeah, Italy. Yeah.
The first one and the second one, right? Second and third one.
The second... No, third is
one,
America.
First
the
one
Brotherhood
was...
Revelations. Those are all in Italy.
First one was Israel.
Sorry, first one was in Israel, yeah, you're right.
Oh,
you're right.
Whatever. Was it Israel or was it older? Was it Palestine? Whatever. Middle Eastern area. Whatever it was in that historical time, right?
Amazing.
Don't worry, guys, he's talking in game, obviously.
Fine. I won't say the country, I'll just say the place, Jerusalem. There we go.
In game. All this convo is in game. But yeah, so that's going supposed to be going back to its roots. Hopefully it does. I mean, you know, it's Assassin's Creed. Let's see.
Nice. A few sequels to games are coming out.
Wait, hold on. You glossed over that Red Dead Redemption news very fast.
Did I? I thought we were done with it. But okay.
No. There's one thing that I've learned about that's very interesting or beautiful, depending on how you look at it.
Give us the juice.
Okay. So you know that it's a port, right? Basically, it's not a remaster.
Mm-hmm.
Not obviously not a remake. They're just taking the original PS3 Xbox game and putting it on PS4 and Switch, right?
I'm excited.
And they're charging $50 for it. All right. So, apparently it's supposed to be in line with market conditions or whatever Strauss wants to call it. But you'll notice something, right? It's out coming for PS4 and the Switch. Something's missing there, right? And it's not PC. I mean, PC is missing too, but what's the other console that's missing?
The ROG Alan and the Steam Deck.
Yeah, the Steam Deck. Very good.
Mobile.
It's the Xbox One, right? That's the one that's missing, right?
Xbox something.
Mobile, yeah, Anup said it.
Okay, so it's the Xbox that's missing it, right? So people are wondering, why is it missing on Xbox? It turns out that
Xbox
already has it, because on the Xbox One, you can play 360 games. So you can just put your 360 disc in and play the same game.
Say what,
even
if you don't
worse...
have the disc?
Even worse, it's available digitally for $10 on Xbox. So PS4 and Switch are paying $50 for a game that Xbox plays. So I think that's a big W for Xbox.
Not only are they screwing PlayStation by doing the Activision merger, but
they're selling Red Dead Redemption for
$10.
You
know the funny thing about that merger, right? Like, it was, like, they had made a deal, like, I was, like, reading up on this, that, like, they had made a deal about the whole Call of Duty thing on PlayStation. And they were, like, it was, like, an initial offer from Xbox, from Microsoft to Sony, like, saying, no, it'll be on the PlayStation for this many amount of years. And then after they sued, they were like, all right, we're changing the terms. We'll let y'all still have it, but I think they like shortened the amount of years or something like that, or like,
yeah, I think earlier it was supposed to be 10 years. I don't know what the new deal is now, but like earlier it was going to be 10 years. So, and I also
the Switch also, right?
Here's the thing. I'm sure they want to do that. How they do it, I have no idea.
Speaking of the Switch, I saw this other one that, like, I don't know if you heard, that Nintendo has put patents for Tears of the Kingdom mechanics.
Oh, no.
Like,
yeah,
in-game mechanics. Like,
in-game
for,
mechanics, yeah.
For, like, the fuse abilities and, like so there was one of, like, how, like, if Link's, like, on this, like, moving vehicle sort of thing, that the person is moving at the same speed of the vehicle or some nonsense like that, like some, like even fighting mechanics and stuff, like they're patented. Oh,
I saw that they filed patents for it, but
isn't that what Apex did as well?
I don't know, right? Like, like people were making fun of it, like this is like basic physics and you're telling you're not trying to patent this.
It's like a Valve patented physics when they made Half-Life 2.
Yeah.
Nintendo, I don't understand you. I'm glad I don't have a Switch. Speaking of Switch, the Switch 2, it will have the star power of and the amazing like gears of the PS4 and the power of the PS4 and Xbox One.
Yeah. All apparently. Powered by Oppenheimer's hydrogen bomb.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, that's, I'm sorry for spoiling the movie. That's how the movie ends, the Switch 2.
I mean, it's technically like, not wrong.
Open up and I'm like, what have I done?
I do realize I made that statement not thinking that they dropped a bomb in Japan and Nintendo
yeah,
in Germany.
Yeah.
That's what you did.
He
does not give
a
shit.
I said hydrogen bomb. That was not a hydrogen bomb that they dropped.
Seshan, the entire country of Japan thanks you for your cheese.
For not picking hydrogen bomb.
For calling it a hydrogen bomb.
Many of our people
all
died.
Bowing their heads saying,
would a hydrogen
Arigato?
Bomb have been worse or better?
Yes. Worse.
Yes, it would have been worse. It was worse. It's worse.
Oh, really?
It's more powerful anyway. The Hindenburg. Anyway, I was looking at I have to go back to my notes. I've already lost it. We talk about Nintendo. Super Mario Bros. Wonder is apparently their next like 2D platformer for Mario. That's
also releasing a new Detective Pikachu game.
I saw that as well.
Mm.
Yeah. Do you investigate murders?
Is that what the movie's about? I never watched the movie.
Movie's about finding
technically
someone's dead. Right?
Yeah.
I can imagine
yes.
Finding
dead.
Yeah,
Detective Pikachu, like a CSI series, is just like, what's the problem? It's just like, Nurse Joy was killed and her body was stuffed in a dumpster behind the Pokemon Center.
Please tell me that they're gonna get this guy to voice.
No, come on. It's a game about Detective Pikachu. I don't think they could.
Why not? It worked well for the movie.
The movie, all right.
A couple more sequels. Payday 3. I don't think.
Oh yeah, that's coming out this month, right? Payday 3.
It's yeah coming out.
Marvel Spider-Man 2, not the Miles Morales, the Peter Parker.
The one with
Venom.
Do you Venom. Remember? Did we watch that showcase together? I can't remember.
You did.
I watched, right?
You watched it.
Apparently, together. A lot of people feel it's going to be downgraded because of a puddle or water or something like that. They think that it's already like a downscaled version.
I mean, if you put the game into a puddle, it's going to get downgraded.
Anyway,
speaking of it, did you see the look of the PlayStation, the
Spider-Man edition? I did. That looks quite nice. Yeah. I feel like because that edition costs more money than a regular, right? I feel like it's such an extra commitment to like have that, like, unless you really, really, you know, like really, really suck off Spider-Man. I think it's going to be, it's like too much of a commitment. I know this because like, Anuk, I think I told you this to you, right? Like when I got my Xbox One, it's the Halo 5, whatever. Yeah. And like, I look at it and like, it looks, like at the time I was like, whoa, you know, like, whoa, this is crazy. And now every time when I turn it on and hear like the Halo noise, I'm just like,
how dare you?
No, it's like, it's not even that. It's just like some weird shing noise or something.
Is it Master Chief quotes? It is better to us.
I wish you could make a custom like startup noise so then it's...
This Master Chief telling you like motivational quotes.
Mine would just be, no, I'm not going to say it. It's going to make me listen to something. But yeah, custom startup sounds would be good. But yeah, I feel like you have to really be committed to that game because that's going to be your unit.
You start the Xbox and you start the PS4 and it's just Uncle Ben with great power. Some great responsibility.
Sony.
PlayStation.
PlayStation.
Can you imagine that you're a kid like, you know, it's late at night and you're not supposed to be playing and then your parents are asleep and then just hear
this is here.
Great power.
Surely.
Sean, what are you doing? It's like, I'm reading quotes from great philosophers, mom.
Stanley. Oh god. All right. next game, City Skylines 2. I think one of us is excited.
You know what? When you said sequels, I was really hoping you'd mention that.
City Skylines 2. I know what would have made you even more excited. Metropolis Mania 3.
Metropolis Mania 3 would be amazing, but I am very happy for City Skylines 2. Have you, Akshar, I know because you're a fellow City Skyliner, have you seen the deep dives they've been doing on the new game? It's not deep dives, it's just like developer updates for the new game. Man.
You're excited.
You're not ready for this one, okay? You're not ready for this.
Is I'm going to tell you. Is the UI better?
It's different from the first one. I know that, but I wouldn't say it's better or not. It depends when you play. But you're not ready for this one. Okay.
For this, I guess I won't play it then.
No, you're not ready to hear this. Okay. Wait. They've actually made it so that the road, like the new roads,
that you can drive
carry water and power underground. I know you're doing that for comic effect, but I think it really messes up with Seshan's view.
It's fine.
But how crazy is that? You don't need to have like the crappy overhead power lines anymore. It's built into the road. That's cool.
Didn't they have the mod for that? No.
No, that's the thing. It's a mod. It's officially supported, like in the game. Okay, yeah. Yeah, it's like
a game thing. They could have just done that from the beginning, but sure, it's in my opinion.
It's crazy, okay, man. I don't take this shit away from me.
All right.
the last big game that's coming out. It's not a sequel, it's not a remake. It's made by a big studio that this is their first new IP in a while. It's Bethesda's Starfield. That's that presentation really got me hooked to it. But that file size has really got me off it.
What's the file size? I don't even know.
180.
Holy shit.
No.
180?
Yeah. Cool. 180. Yeah. I think I'll get Baldur's Gate 3 before that.
imagine giving Baldur's Gate 3 and Starfield on the same cartridge.
Yeah. Imagine.
SSD.
On the SSD. Sorry, on the SSD. Sorry, we don't all have SSDs like Sashan, so.
Exactly.
Speaking of games, Akshan, we wouldn't be true gamers if we didn't talk about mobile games. So let's talk about how PUBG Mobile.
I want to disconnect you, but I can't disconnect you.
Promotion, Sashan, goddammit, we've been giving too much free promotion to people today.
How about PUBG Mobile and their Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball Super Collab? Huh?
Shut up, Sashan.
I don't care about PUBG. I've never played PUBG, you know? I shouldn't be shit-talking a game I haven't played.
It's free to play now. It's free to play. We can all play PUBG.
Speaking of PUBG, right? Like, there are like various versions, right? I still don't understand why some of them are called PUBG Battlegrounds when the BG in PUBG stands for Battlegrounds.
So, let me explain that to you, son.
Also,
so you see,
Anuk's camera not working, it's just me.
I think every time I leave, his camera stops.
Yeah, so maybe you shouldn't leave, Akshan, is what I'm getting from that.
Okay, now it's
okay. So let me explain that to you, Akshan.
My thing is issues, but yeah.
You see, the Krafton, right? PUBG developers, they were like, we're making a lot of money, right? I know this sounds like Blizzard, but trust me, this is Krafton. This is a completely different developer publisher. Anyway, okay. They were like, we're making a lot of money. What do we do with money? Make more money, right? Simple. So they decided, hey, PUBG was good, right? I know this sounds like Blizzard, but I swear it isn't. They were like, PUBG is good, right? What if we made PUBG 2?
Isn't that what New State was supposed to be?
Ah, you see. When they were like, PUBG Mobile also makes a lot of money. You know what we should do? We should release PUBG Mobile 2. So PUBG Mobile 2 ended up becoming New State, essentially. And I think the reason why they renamed PUBG Battlegrounds was because they were planning on making multiple games with PUBG in the title. So like PUBG Arena, PUBG Racing, and like different games.
Did you just see that?
Yes, Akshan was trying to do a funny. Let's see the funny, Akshan.
Okay.
It says mouth. Huh?
PUBG Mobile.
Okay. Where's PUBG Mobile?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyway. What was the thing you... You know what? Okay. So anyway, the conclusion to my thing is like, they were going to use PUBG and like make a bunch of different PUBG games, but then ultimately PUBG as a brand is just like, it's just a mobile game now. I guess a lot of people are playing the PC game as well, but maybe not as much as they used to. So yeah, that's why it's called PUBG.
Any more mobile gaming news? Because we're gamers.
Well, since you asked, hey.
Free Fire.
Okay, someone isn't a mobile only game though. It's a PC.
What do you do in that game? Do you build a train?
No, Your Honor, you travel on... What?
Because it's a rail. Star rail.
Yeah,
well, there is a train in it.
And you're on the rail.
Yeah, so you ride on the train.
And all your builders just anime girls and guys.
That's what they should do for the spin-off. No, it's a turn-based... It's a turn-based...
How fun.
Action-adventure game.
Alright then. I know it's Genshin Impact. Like, is it developers or like studio?
Yeah.
Okay.
Studio, yeah.
By the way, when did Warzone drop?
Like the first one? or no, this one?
The new one.
This year.
This year.
We didn't talk about that.
About 2 months ago, right?
Warzone or Modern Warfare? Both.
No, so Warzone, back when it was called Warzone 2. That's why I'm not talking about Blizzard. That came out when Modern Warfare 2 came out. And now it's been renamed to War. Again, y'all don't know this because y'all aren't playing Call of Duty. But now they've dropped like any mention of Modern Warfare 2 and Warzone. And now the game is just called Call of Duty. Like on Steam, in Battle.net. It's just Call of Duty. And now they're going to be like going forward. Our game's just going to be called Call of Duty. And then they're just going to add Modern Warfare and all the others on top of it.
Are they like DLCs?
Something like that. So the idea is that like... Again, sorry if this is a boring topic for everyone else, but the idea is that like the progress that you make in one game carries over to the next. So whatever like guns you've leveled up, whatever skins that you've got, they unlock in the next game. I know it sounds very familiar. See, like again, going back to the Overwatch 2 thing, you realize that like all these little Activision things are now in Overwatch. Getting a sequel, that's a very Activision thing to do. They did it to Bungie when they made Bungie make Destiny 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were going to make Destiny 3 before Bungie left Activision and then stopped making Destiny 3. It's because Activision likes sequels. Monetization, crazy monetization. Carryover. All Activision things, man.
Actually, I did realize the one thing we didn't talk about with Overwatch, although it's not related to the game as specifically, but the esports league.
Oh yeah, it's gonna shut down.
Yeah.
I can't believe I was saying woo to that actually. But you know what? I think it's too late. I think they should have stopped it before this season started.
Yeah, but like I don't understand the offer that they made the teams, right? It's like either continue or you're gonna pay out.
No, so
I think contractually they have to do that.
Yeah,
anyway.
Really?
Okay. Legally speaking, because they invested a lot of money into the league.
Yeah, but that's not the amount that it's.
They're not going to get the same amount.
Yeah,
anyway.
They're not going to get their money back.
No
one's going to get their money back.
Apparently, I think they invested like 25 million, so they're getting
25 million just for the slot. Then on top of that, they paid salaries, content teams. Travel or accommodation, like they've spent a lot of money like outside the 25 million, so they're never going to get that back.
Yeah,
and they're getting
Overwatch League. Overwatch League, I've always
million now, right?
I think 5 million is the payout. Although I heard that that's apparently just waiving any remaining franchise fee that they have to pay.
Oh.
So, sorry, Akshan, you were going to say something.
Overwatch League always felt like it was this odd thing that was told that like it didn't feel like it existed naturally. It felt like it was forced to exist. And
it didn't.
From the history of it, it was forced to exist.
It didn't. See, that was the problem. Like the problem was that Overwatch esports, right? When it started with a regular cadence with Apex season 1 and 2. And then after that, Blizzard was just like, no, we're gonna start the Overwatch League. Technically, when an esport develops, you're supposed to let it develop naturally. Like when you think of CSGO, Dota and stuff, they all develop naturally before they got TI Worlds and stuff like that. If you try and rush it, like there are some cases where it works well. Like, I mean, Valorant was kind of rushed in terms of how it's like with First Strike and then building to the VCT. They kind of forced it. But it was a game which was kind of designed for that crowd, so it worked.
The thing is, like, I feel like when Overwatch, I know it came like part and parcel, like when the game launched, but it was a new take on the esports thing. Like they hadn't done leagues before, and like a lot of people actually thought it was a good way and like a way forward instead of this the current way that people do it, right?
At the time.
But right now, we're in the poop.
But I don't know whether that's just Blizzard's not entire fault, but like...
Well, I think... there's a couple of... I feel like again, it's hard to say whose decision was it, right? Was it the developer's decision, or was it the Activision's decision?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So like, I mean, given the franchise fee, it's not very hard to figure that one out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I can't say that like they are 100% like blameless. I feel like they did push it and rush it. But I don't think all their problem. Yeah, it's definitely not all their fault. I mean, unfortunately, it just became a bit of a. And maybe Overwatch again, like, unless it had that natural cadence to develop into a top esport, it probably wasn't going to get. I mean, like, if you think about it, right? By that logic, if it was really going to get there, then contenders would be doing well.
Yeah,
it isn't. Maybe because there's no path to the league, but in general, contenders isn't doing that well. So hopefully, cutting the league, maybe starting something new, maybe letting like people develop their own things, that'll be good. Unlikely, but it will be good. Let's see. Depends on what happens.
Overwatch World Cup is still going.
Yeah,
I think that one, like, it's very hard to, like, I think it's because like that feels more personal. It's like your country is taking part, right? So
why didn't we enter?
Because we don't have enough people
as in
going
Sri Lanka.
Yes, Sri Lanka. No, we as a group. We just go in without any experience as Sri Lanka.
Sri Lanka.
And we'll get so many views on our podcast.
I must interject you there, Akshad. I am not.
Can't represent Sri Lanka.
Oh yeah, that's true. Well, it's fine. It's fine. Who convinced them?
I don't think every
Sri Lankan passport. No, you have something.
No, I don't. I have Sri Lankan visa only.
Mm.
I'm technically ex Sri Lankan. Not...
You're ex Sri Lankan.
When Blizzard also can't remove to show your visa and be like, "This is my passport.
This is my passport.
My country only has paper passports."
Okay, we just need two people then.
Yeah. Digayu?
Digayu, he's still Sri Lankan, yeah. He's Australian, but he's still Sri Lankan.
We'll get an actually good player in Nisal, and then that's your Sri Lankan.
Boom, boom. And then we're good. Then we're
I saw
good.
Something recently on some video.
It would be like Eddie the Eagle. Anyway, sorry.
That's okay. What is this? I saw something about the esports bit. What was it again? I think it's something to do with how they changed the format from being physical, like shows, like how they do TI and stuff for Dota, and they moved it to an online-based format. And
I think
that
the
is
finals
what...
are still on the finals at BlizzCon.
I think are online. I think it's a good idea to do it online and then the final section be live.
Yeah.
I think the finals are still at BlizzCon, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah.
But no, that is now, right? But like that. There was a period in time when they were all doing it.
Everything
over
was live.
Live. No, but yeah, but there was a time when everything was live. And
oh, you mean pre-COVID?
No, I got what you meant. But I'll tell you the difference there. Back then, only a certain number of countries were also allowed to take part. So it's not like now where we're an open system where like a lot of different countries can take part, right? Like Singapore, Malaysia, Philippines, like they all have the chance
North
to qualify.
Korea.
Actually, wasn't the original, you're talking about the Overwatch League, right?
Overwatch World Cup.
Oh, you're
World
talking Cup. About the World Cup. I was remembering something about how one of the things about the league was that they were going to operate in a way that it's like... in like
Home and away games. Yeah.
Where they were going to like go to like the different...
But I think that also is kind of like COVID kind of messed that up more than...
But
they are deciding to...
But this was before, way before
like,
COVID.
Yeah, that was like a few years, like before COVID.
No, so 2017, 2018, 2019. I think 2020 was when, like 4 years on was when they were planning to start that. So, the other thing is with the Overwatch League, is unfortunately it's very American-based, if you think about it. Like, there's even the one European team is now American.
Yeah.
So like
London
that makes
Spitfire.
It. No, the oh
like...
sorry, I forgot about the London Spitfire. The other European is now American.
But the thing with that is like any esport has like a region that dominates. Like you obviously have your
no, it's not domination. It's representation. So
yeah, yeah.
like all the like for like by domination, South Korea is dominating the Overwatch League.
True. Yeah.
No. What I mean by that is like there's always a like with the league, it's always the top talent that like makes it into like the. It's obviously the top talent, right? Like Overwatch League is the 1% of Overwatch players, or like less than 1% of Overwatch players, like gathered for this event, right?
Yeah.
If you take CS:GO, it's like mostly European that makes up the majority for the top talent. If you take Valorant, it would.
No, I meant I wasn't talking about talent. I was talking about team branding.
New
York, LA.
But then isn't there
quite a few Asian ones as well? Korea, China.
There are multiple.
I mean, yes, they are there. But that's what I'm saying. Like that's why Overwatch is like. I think it would have been better if they didn't go city based like to that extent.
But
if they had it as Cloud9, Optic, but they might represent their city, but it would still be like Cloud9, Optic, FaZe.
You mean like how Call of Duty does it?
Kind of, yeah. Even theirs is also city based. I know, but like it's still like.
But they have the name of their team.
But they still, yeah, like Optic Texas,
Atlanta FaZe.
I think that's why FaZe. I think that's why FaZe dropped out of Overwatch because they said like they wanted to join the league, and then they were told they can't have the FaZe name, and then they were like, screw it.
it's not because they support mainland China.
Yeah, and then they went public, and then.
Oh yeah, because that was a great idea.
All right. So before we.
I know we're wrapping up, but because we talked about this esports topic, I really want to bring this up because this is funny. Did you guys see the Sentinels fundraising thing?
No.
Okay. So Sentinels is running out of money. For those of you who don't know, Sentinels are they're a big clout Valorant team, and they have teams in Apex and Halo and stuff like that. But they spend a lot of money, right? Like they've spent a bunch of money, like on players, on talent, on stuff like that.
You mean on
so
tens?
They spend a million on tens and like stupid stuff like that. So
and Tarik and the Shrouders.
Yeah, and Shroud was also playing for them, right? So they've spent a lot of money, but they haven't actually won a lot out of winning the first Valorant LAN and a couple of Halo events and Apex, right?
Yeah.
So now. Because they haven't been getting any investor funding, they now had crowdfund. Okay. So they're getting like their fans to essentially buy into the organization. And they said, if we fail fundraising, we can only last 2 to 3 months. If we succeed, we can only last 4 to 6 months. And people were like, why would that make us put money into you? Here's the thing. I feel really... Okay. In all seriousness, I feel bad for the staff because a lot of people are going to lose their jobs if the stories... If those dates are real, a lot of people are going to lose their jobs and it's going to be very sad. But I still don't know why they said it like
funny.
That. I mean, come on. Who's going to put money into a team which is only going to last 4 to 6 months? And they're like, oh, don't worry. We'll get it sorted in 4 to 6 months. You'll get your money back. You can't say... At least say, okay, we're going to make it to like through the next VCT or something. That's not even up until the next VCT. That's basically end of the year. And then they're done. And... Yeah, man. Esports is stuck bug. Anyway, sorry, Akshan. I think I'm going to close. I just...
We've been going on a bit long...
Mm-hmm.
Like a schlong, we are coming to a close.
Now the question is, whose schlong are we talking
about? Whose schlong are we talking about? One last game I wanted to mention was you all saw that game Lies of P.
Oh yeah,
no.
The Pinocchio one, right?
It's Dark Souls but Pinocchio.
Yeah,
looked cool and yeah, I was surprised it was Pinocchio and I was like, oh, Lies of P. Day one on Game Pass. Atlanta's sponsored, clearly.
We've been getting so much free promotion today. It's just buy everything.
Atlanta's Game Pass logins in the description below.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Check out the description below. As we wrap up for today, did we learn anything today, boys?
No.
Don't buy Overwatch. Don't get Overwatch.
Read every single Steam review, okay? Everything is true. Everything is true. Okay.
I feel like it's a double-edged sword. Like, not double-edged. It's like, I don't want to give the CEO money, but I also don't want to put these devs out of a job.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a call you make. Like, you have to, like, decide, like, if you...
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, until next time, right?
Until next time. I hope you have a good one.
I'll just playing. What is it?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hold up. Wait.
Hi again. Welcome back.
No, no. Bye.
Welcome back to the video.
Bye.
Oh, I've been recording episode 10 already.